Peter Collins has been involved in other activities in prison as well. In the following, you will hear how he was involved in preparing a guide for prisoners to help prisoners prepare themselves before appearing before the parole board. Also, Peter speaks about the Alternatives to Violence Project, of which he is a recognized facilitator. Since you've been inside in prison, you have produced a pamphlet for other prisoners to help them prepare for their parole hearing. Why did you undertake such a project?
A friend of mine and I were sitting around talking, and it came up several times that guys were asking us for advice about things that we thought, you know, their parole officer should be telling them, you know, or that they should know about these things, that it shouldn't be, you know, new information from another prisoner, that they should have known these things already. It started to become apparent to us that case management officers were not doing their job, weren't, you know, letting guys know how to go about preparing to eventually get released, how to prepare a plan that the parole board would agree was a good one, that, you know, that would help them get out into the community and stay out in the community. So we started trying to make a simple package that would help guys in the process of developing a plan to be released and preparing it and, you know, hopefully having it supported by the parole board. So that was the goal, was just to try to fill a gap that certainly wasn't and still isn't being met by the correction people whose, you know, actual job it is.
You are a recognized facilitator for the Alternatives to Violence Project. Could you explain what is the Alternatives to Violence Project and what was required from you to become a facilitator?
Okay. AVP, or Alternatives to Violence Project, is a project that started, I think, in either 71 or 76 in Greenhaven Penitentiary in the States. And it was a result of a bunch of the guys getting together and, you know, deciding that they had had enough of the cycle of violence that was permeating throughout the prison as well as in their own lives, and you know, a recurring theme where they wanted to try to break that cycle of violence, and they wanted to help kids that were coming into the prison system not go through the same things that they had gone through. So eventually they contacted the Quakers, and somehow they formulated this Alternatives to Violence Project. It's important to recognize that while the Quakers are a religious group, the AVP has no religious denomination or persuasion. It's dedicated simply to trying to break the cycle of violence. So the cycle of violence is a broader issue than just the typical things that one might think of, you know, like fighting or things like that, you know, robbing or, you know, those kind of assaults. While they try to break that cycle as well, what we try to do is look into the reasons that people behave that way, look into the impetus for that type of reaction to things, and try to demonstrate to people that we're not alone, that often the feelings that we feel are feelings that other people feel, and try to get people to take responsibility for their own actions and looking at themselves and how they're interacting with the world, and trying to understand why other people are reacting to them in the way they are reacting. Hopefully getting a more balanced response and a more a peaceful response. So,
how has this project helped prisoners?
Well, it helps to, I guess it helps in the sense that that we come together. It's an experiential workshop type of approach where we spend three, you know, whole days from 8 in the morning to late at night going through different exercises where we our goal is to, you know, shed some light on our behaviors. And so in that regard, it helps awaken your mind, helps, you know, prompt you to think about things, why you're behaving in certain ways and why other people are behaving certain ways. And And it just helps people understand and perhaps take a better approach or a more effective approach to problems in their lives. The project attempts to look at the roots of violence, and really the roots of violence that come from all different areas in our lives that we may not recognize to be violence. But, we can look at religion, how religion can oftentimes be turned and used to promote violence or separation from other people or exclusion.
Do you ever look at the poverty as being violence?
Absolutely, sure. It's poverty, homelessness. When people are excluded from society, that's violence. That's a type of violence. Power is a type of violence. You know, hunger is a violence. If some people have food and other people don't, that's really a violence. Silent treatment of people is violence. So racism, sexism, I guess all of the isms, really, have roots in violence. You know? It's a very interesting way of looking at it, and I'm probably not explaining it as well as I would hope to, or to do the project justice. It's something that you really need to sit inside and be involved in to grasp the true power of what they're saying and what they're trying to teach.